They were among the first to reach the Great Hall at dinner time, hoping to see Hagrid, but he wasn't there. "They wouldn't fire him, would they?" said Hermione anxiously, not touching her steak and kidney pudding. "They'd better not," said Ron, who wasn't eating either. Harry was watching the Slytherin table. A large group, including Crabbe and Goyle, was huddled together, deep in conversation. Harry was sure they were cooking up their own version of how Malfoy had been injured. "Well, you can't say it wasn't an interesting first day back," said Ron gloomily. They went up to the crowded Gryffindor common room after dinner and tried to do the homework Professor McGonagall had given them, but all three of them kept breaking off and glancing out of the tower window. "There's a light on in Hagrid's window," Harry said suddenly. Ron looked at his watch.
"If we hurried, we could go down and see him. It's still quite early."
"I don't know," Hermione said slowly, and Harry saw her glance at him. "I'm allowed to walk across the grounds," he said pointedly. "Sirius Black hasn't got past the Dementors yet, has he?" So they put their things away and headed out of the portrait hole, glad to meet nobody on their way to the front doors, as they weren't entirely sure they were supposed to be out. The grass was still wet and looked almost black in the twilight. When they reached Hagrid's hut, they knocked, and a voice growled,
"Come in."
Hagrid was sitting in his shirt sleeves at his scrubbed wooden table. His boarhound Fang had his head in Hagrid's lap. One look told them that Hagrid had been drinking a lot. There was a pewter tankard almost as big as a bucket in front of him, and he seemed to be having difficulty getting them into focus.
"Spect is a record,"
he said thickly when he recognized them.
"Don't reckon they've ever had a teacher who lasted only a day before."
"You haven't been fired, Hagrid?" gasped Hermione.
"Not yet,"
said Hagrid miserably, taking a huge gulp of whatever was in the tankard.
"It's only a matter of time, isn't it? After Malfoy."
"How is he?" said Ron as they all sat down. "It wasn't serious, was it?"
"Madame Pomfrey fixed him best she could," said Hagrid dully. "But he's saying it's still agony. Covered in bandages, moaning."
"He's faking it," said Harry at once. "Madame Pomfrey can mend anything. She regrew half my bones last year. Trust Malfoy to milk it for all it's worth."
"School governors have been told, of course," said Hagrid miserably. "They reckon I started too big. Should have left hippogriffs for later. Done flubberworms or summat. Just thought it'd make a good first lesson. It's all my fault."
"It's all Malfoy's fault, Hagrid," said Hermione earnestly.
"We're witnesses," said Harry. "You said hippogriffs attack if you insult them. It's Malfoy's problem that he wasn't listening. We'll tell Dumbledore what really happened."
"Yeah, don't worry, Hagrid, we'll back you up," said Ron.